AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hello. So we are back. Two Teas in a Pod. Hi, Tamara.
Yes, we are. And one of us is a little different. You got some long hair there going, Teddy.
Do you know?
I like it. Do you like it?
I love it. But I hated it working out. But this morning, I'm not kidding. Once a week, I step on the scale. So yesterday I had weighed myself just to like have a general idea. And then my hair felt so heavy when I woke up this morning that I was like, I'm curious how much this hair weighs. I got on the scale this morning and I know that I did not do anything to gain weight yesterday. Yes. And I gained 2 pounds.
I don't think hair. Your hair is 2 pounds. You can fluctuate from fluid with 2 pounds.
No, I am telling you, there is 4 packs of hair in my head. It's so heavy. You can see my like neck lift. It's so heavy. It's like
oh my
pulling.
God. Well, then I'm gonna start taking 2 pounds off my weight because it's all hair.
I don't know. Well, I'll check back in tomorrow and let you know if things even back out. But I was like, if I have 2 pounds of hair in my head, this can't ultimately be a good thing. And then it made me think, how much did Teresa's wedding hair weigh? Because,
oh my God, could you imagine? It had to weigh at least 5 pounds, 7 pounds, if not more. Hail to the no. I would have, my neck would hurt.
How's your wrist?
I just made an appointment to have it x-rayed.
Ugh, so it's still hurting.
Yeah. I mean, it's swollen. It's really swollen today. So I was literally riding my motorcycle. I have a Live Wire, which is an electric motorcycle. And Eddie and I went to San Diego Canyon. We were out for 5 hours. all this. And then I get back to the house. I'm in the driveway. My driveway's a little bit on a slope and I had to just back it up. It wasn't even on. I had to back it up. And when I did, I don't know what happened, but I dropped it to the right. And I was so afraid of screwing up the bike. I put my hand down. Didn't hurt instantly. I think it sprained because of that, because it didn't hurt instantly. But that night I woke up and I thought I was going to have to go to the emergency. I was literally crying. It hurt so bad. I had a pain pill from my surgery. So I took that. That helped. But I was drugged on my ass all day yesterday. I couldn't even function. Couldn't even talk yesterday because of it. But today I'm like, it looks really swollen, like twice as big as my other hand. So I think I might just go get it.
Just X-ray go get a check sure. In case they need to put you like in a hard cast for Slate. Did remember she broke hers and they just put her in a hard cast for 2 weeks. It wasn't the end of the world. And now she has like a little one that she can do everything with. Soft like where I have do a, everything.
Yeah. I have a little, I have a little soft one on from when Eddie broke his hand. He gave it to me. So I have that on. It feels better with it on. It's just my wrist. But the first night it was like, I couldn't move my fingers. I don't have any strength in it. But I'm like, are you kidding me? 2023 is not my year. After 6 weeks of recovering from surgery, now I got to deal with this. Like,
I know, doesn't it? No, we need you at a, we need you at a 10. I mean, we got a lot of housewife headlines to get through. I mean, Juan is keeping us in business. Just his alleged mistress.
I know. I hate reporting on a mistress, especially when they're out speaking about it. It just makes me question their if they're truthful.
Well, I think if there's, regardless if they're truthful or not, PSA to all
men,
don't DM other women if it is anything other than professional or friend, like, so you don't know.
I know. Well, you know, Eddie used to get a lot of people, like girls asking about fitness stuff. And then he's so sweet and naive. Like he would sit there and talk. I go, you can't do that. You can't do that. People take that as something like, what should I do for this? Oh, you should do this. And I'm like, don't. No. So anyways, so Juan Dixon's alleged mistress speaks out and she basically has a lot to say. Robin Dixon has some explaining to do after her husband Juan's alleged mistress came forward claiming his relationship with a rivalry isn't real and is just for TV. According to Juan's other woman, Robin's recollection of events regarding the female losing her wallet and Juan paying for her hotel room and then leaving doesn't make sense, which it doesn't make sense. We all agree with that. Although light on detail, she told George. Who's George?
She told George says that's the person she was talking to.
Oh, she told George says the story is outrageous, confirming that she allegedly hung out with Juan at a hotel. The alleged mistress also claims that she believes the story Robin is spitting came directly from Juan after he realized he got caught. Duh. It was very clear that the relationship was for TV. It was for the fans. It was for a paycheck, the other woman claimed. This was their obligation. They needed to do what they need to do pretty much for TV. She alleged that Juan told her he had respect for Robin, but it was not a real relationship. Anybody that has a relationship this long that's just for TV, I'm not buying it. I mean, they have kids together. They have a relationship. Clearly, it's a rocky relationship, but it's a relationship.
Know who Juan reminds me of?
Who?
He reminds me of the Ben Affleck meme from the Grammys. Like, he's just and bearing. Like, he's just...
Okay, wait. Did you actually read into that? Because I anytime I see a Ben Affleck, he always looks miserable. So I didn't read into it. Were they fighting or something?
No, according to Grammys. Of course, I went down the entire rabbit
hole. I know. Because, that's why I'm asking you.
Because according to somebody who sat at their table, she reported on TikTok that even though they keep showing that meme, what you're actually seeing is Jennifer Lopez had seen the meme on her phone pop up already while they were at the Grammys, and so she goes to show him and they start laughing about it. But it, like, when you the lip
or
reader,
she goes to show him and says, can you please smile, people are already making fun of you.
Yeah, like, either way,
I mean, that's what a wife would say.
I've never known a man please act like you love resting me bitch face. Like, his resting bitch face is just,
he looks stoned to me. He looks stoned. That's a typical stoned face. And I know he doesn't drink.
He's just, who knows what he is doing, but those memes, that reminds me of Juan Dixon. Like, I may be here in spirit, but I'm actually not here.
Right. I got to believe he's one of those guys that just hates that stuff.
Which then we get back to our boy Juan. This situation has given Robin a one-on-one sit down with Andy. Reunion part 3 airs on Sunday, March 5th. The reunion concludes as Ashley and Candace discuss the events that led to the dissolution of their once burgeoning friendship, which I'm like, did they really have a friendship? Nah. The husbands join and Chris confronts Giselle, which will be great because then we have Chris on with us to talk about that. Faces off against Charisse, and then Andy has a special post-reunion conversation with Robin and dives into Robin's bombshell admission that Juan was inappropriately communicating with another woman prior to the wedding. I hope for our sake that she will say, like, we had a knockout, drag-out fight because of this. Like, you have to show some emotion here. Just saying he was bored during the pandemic isn't going to, it won't put a stop to everybody talking about this. You have to somehow...
Well, I don't know if she will. I don't know if she will. I think it's an extension of her Watch What Happens Live appearance. And I think you saw how she was on the show. Like, no. Yeah.
And before anyone comes to me, truth. By knockout, drag out, I did not mean any physical altercation.
Oh, God.
The fact that I even have to say that, I just mean that, like, show that there's was an actual situation that you guys worked through. Don't just say, like, oh, you know, just don't brush over it now that we all know and you've talked about it.
Right.
But
Heather Gay, more Heather Gay stories. The show's over, but Heather Gay lives on. Heather Gay says she's no longer Jen Shaw's ride or die friend. My focus is on the victims. How convenient. A change in dynamic. Heather Gay opens up about where she stands with Jen Shaw after the latter's conviction for wire fraud. I was labeled ride or die because I had a friend that was looking at me and telling me she was innocent. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star exclusively told Us Weekly. Everything changed for me when she pled guilty. Now my focus is on the victims and her family and the collateral damage of this crime that she has perpetuated and admitted to perpetuating. And I just hope that everyone can be made whole. Now, let's talk about that for a little bit, because even after she did plead guilty,
That's not what she was saying at the reunion.
That's not what she was saying at the reunion, that she came into our hotel room with Jen Shaw at BravoCon. She was still hanging out with her, so... I'm a little bit confused on why she's saying this. It's just convenient because Jen Shaw is now gone and she's got to, you know, win the fans back.
Why not just say this? Like, we get it, Heather. You realize you made a mistake and now you want to make, you know, right your wrongs. But then just say, hey, listen, watching back, I realized how ignorant I was and the mistakes that I made. And this is what I'm going to do about it now. Even watching the reunion, I didn't realize what I was, you know, ride or dying for. And now I do. And ew, I'm disgusted with myself. Whatever it
may
be.
But that would be the truth.
Right. And that she runs from the truth.
Well, some people have a strange relationship with the truth. I think Heather is very intelligent. And I think that sometimes when you have a really intelligent, probably should just hire dumb people like me. I think when you're really intelligent, then you have a way of maneuvering and changing the narrative and deflecting, where I'm just like, yep, I did it. I did it.
Speaking of owning your truth, this is not on our housewife headlines, but I figured I would just share it with you now. Uh-oh. I sent a text message today. So it's been something that's like been on my like heart for a while. And I realized, like, why am I carrying around this like old baggage of like resentment and things that happened years ago?
Who did you reach out to?
I wrote a text message today and it says, hey blank, I want you to guess who it's to. It's Teddy. Okay. Just saw you on a Jeff Lewis post. You look great and happy.
Well, I already know.
Me and Tamara have a number one podcast on iHeart and would love to have you on. I, of course, have some things I would like to apologize for. I think it could be healing for both of us to fully close that chapter and have some laughs. Let me know if you are down.
Denise Richards.
Correct. But she has not responded. But I was
she's probably mad at me. I mean, too, because of Ultimate Girls Trip, which, by the way, was something that I said it didn't play exactly how it went down.
Okay.
So it was something I had talked with Brandy off camera. And then the last night we were out, I think it was last night, she had said on camera, which I didn't show, they're like, hey, Tamara, can you tell me what you said last night about Denise? And I'm like, oh my God, really? So then yeah. I had to, like, it wasn't something I was really wanting to put out there, but it happened. I don't care. I was staying at the same hotel in New York where we were sitting and having a good time. I adore her. I always have.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. My situation with Denise was way before anything that happened on that trip. We were having issues that were like off camera stuff and like just that.
Well,
that
I remember the scene.
Yeah.
I remember the scene. Can you that replay it? Okay.
When I'm we just were sitting at lunch?
It. Yeah. What did you say? No, not at lunch, but the table. Were you guys all at was it lunch or a dinner? A bunch of you?
In New York or when we were in. On what camera. What country were we in? I don't even remember what country we were in.
I don't remember. I don't know if you were on a trip or not. You could have been on a trip.
But it Rome. Was basically, were you mean in Rome when I was pregnant or in New York when I was filming with her when our issue started? When she asked me, there was something having to do with Charlie. She didn't want to bring it up. So I brought it up.
No, it's when you basically said, I'm just going to say it.
Oh, yeah.
That scene. I don't know where you were then.
Yeah, we were in Rome. And the way I feel about it. Do I think that going back, if I would have done anything differently? Probably not. It was the situation we were in and it was going to play out.
Well,
anyway.
You're doing your job.
Yeah. But that being said, I still want to apologize for how it ended up. And
how did it end up?
She just stopped showing up.
That was it. But how it ended for you guys? Like you never.
Yeah,
had
we spoke at the reunion, afterwards? But it was on Zoom because it was during the pandemic, and I was blocked on social media. And
that's the year that Brandy did not go to the reunion.
That was the year Brandy. Right. None of us went. We were all on a computer.
Yeah, but they weren't.
Yeah,
gonna have her. Yeah,
but we never got to really have a conversation. You know, at reunion setting, like it's everybody chiming in, and the bigger issue. For her, wasn't necessarily that I brought it up. It was like how it all happened.
Were you friendly with her prior to her coming on Beverly Hills?
No, but we were friendly her first season. We all were friendly. You know, it wasn't until that kind of shifted when we were in New York. And then there was like some issues with the way that her husband was treating me. But either way, I don't want to carry this shit around anymore. I just want to be like, hey, let's move on. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, and I would.
We're
I would
not
like
on the
to.
Shows like, anymore. Let's go. Maybe it's just all
it's
Tamara's
like one of
fault
things,
because
it's
Tamara
like
brought
those,
it back up.
I know, but it's just one of those things. Like you know, I had cast members in the past that we were, you know, doing our job, and we were on camera. Like a lot of people had said things about me. I had said things about them. But some of these fired housewives still hold on to. She said this on camera. It's like, dude, this is a job. I wasn't lying. Get over it. Move on.
Which is what Queens of Bravo posted something today. Things are already sensitive between Teresa and the Gorgas. But for Marge to report the entire conversation back to Mal and Joe was giving hints of bone collector. And then people are responding back. If we applaud Ashley, Sheree, Kyle, et cetera, for bone collecting, I'm doing the same for Marge, Melissa. Going to see what was said on TV afterwards. So might as well be said by Marge during the season. I agree with what the Bravo life is saying here because this if you're coming onto this, you know there is going to be shit stirred.
Right.
You know if you're going to a lunch.
So
do
you disagree with what Marge did?
Do I think the timing seemed a little odd at the second that she did it? But I think she also was trying to hold Teresa accountable to, you know, some of the things that she disagreed with.
Yeah, it was Louie, though, that pissed her off by saying that it was an insecure move or she's insecure or something like that. Isn't that what Melissa got mad about?
Yeah, but I think Melissa was already mad, which will get us to our next group of headlines. Okay, Dolores believes Teresa, Joe, and Melissa need to put an end to their tumultuous relationship by cutting all ties.
Wow,
Dolores says,
and
watch what happens. I've never taken a side, but with family, you don't because you lose at the end of the day, she said on Watch What Happens Live. I just think it's time for them to really part ways. I do. If there's no peace in life being together, then I think it's time, she said. And
well,
maybe that
she knows more than the rest of us because she's working closely with them. I mean, that's pretty sad. I think that one of them needs to get off TV.
Yeah,
for sure. I also think the fans are tired of this.
Oh,
this,
I actually disagree. Banter. I don't think one of them needs to be off TV.
You don't think so? Okay.
No, I think
Well, you know what? You're right. Because if one gets off, then the other one's going to be jealous that the other one's still on. And then it's going to be a fight about something totally different. I made it and you didn't.
Yeah.
So I stand corrected.
I don't think there's ever going to, there's obviously going to continue to have issues, but I do think that show would not do well without one of the, I don't know if it's necessarily Melissa or Joe, but like one of those two hold the, like they hold the men together. They hold the women together. Like there has to feel like
there's
actual
friendship.
Yeah, but I
feel like there's a huge division. I feel like they're like, I don't know, just from the first episode, I feel like Melissa and Joe are not even on the show. They're like way over in the corner and everybody else is on this show. So I'm hoping it changes, but right now it seems weird. It has a weird feeling to it.
Yeah, it definitely, but then we've got to get to Melissa Gorga's text.
So there is text that were on the show.
Right.
And then there was one that was leaked to social media from Teresa's camp.
Right.
Basically.
Well, it wasn't leaked from Teresa's camp. It was leaked from Teresa's podcast.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure where it came from.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean,
so we just go in, get into the first episode of New Jersey?
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I think overall, I thought it was a great first episode.
Yeah.
They get right into the drama. Normally first episodes are reacquainting, you know, families and what's been going on in your life and what are you doing? But they went straight to the 80s party and of course the photo shoot was quite hilarious.
Well, I have a question for you in regards to Jersey. So Tracy was edited out of the reunion only to show up to film, to be edited out of filming. Remember, she was there.
I know. I have that, actually have that in my notes. So her and her husband were there. Did you see Tiki?
Yes.
He was skating and they put that up. And I thought, at first I only saw her. Then I replayed it. I'm like, oh my God, why would they be there? I would be like, I'm good. I don't need to be on TV. You cut me out of 90% of everything I film. So why am I going back? Evidently she's a good sport, but she's just at the party. It's not like she's got a spot on the show this year, right?
No, but I think this also does, you saw in this episode, and I'm just pointing it out in the beginning because it doesn't really matter even where this falls here, but the difference in Jackie's personality now that she is a friend of, you see a certain level of not feeling comfortable. And this is what ends up happening oftentimes when people do come back.
Wait, were you
as
talking
friends.
About Jackie? Were you talking
no,
about Jackie?
No, I'm switching over to Jackie now because did you see the part where the two new chicks were talking and they were kind of edging out Jackie, and Jackie goes, you're just not even talking to me or making eye contact. And then Rachel goes, I'm sorry. There's
they
a lot
cut
of
cut to another scene.
No, she said, I'm sorry. There's a lot of moving parts here that I'm trying to navigate. And then they cut away from Jackie's
speaking. Cut away. So it wasn't even like, they didn't even give her, like, you could see Jackie was coming in to try to, you know, make a voice for herself, get some conversations going. And then all of a sudden, they just, no big deal. If it was anybody else, they would have kept going and the cameras, the conversation would have kept going.
But I think Jackie was actually, I think what was happening was Jackie was actually breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, and
I think she was saying, you know, you're new here and now you're just blocking me out because you're a housewife and I'm a friend of.
Oh, gotcha.
But,
gotcha.
I mean,
I didn't see it like that.
Well, because I think I have filmed once, not even as a friend of, but the one time that I did film, I remember having that moment of feeling like this feels really different, which is why I can go back to thinking some of the times of like seeing Jackie do that. Some of the times like Camille came in hot and started acting wild is because you're trying to make a place. And I wonder if that's going to happen with Jackie this season.
Well, it already did, even with the photo shoot. I mean, it happened twice at the photo shoot. They didn't really emphasize much on her. Obviously, Evan was in the calendar. But there wasn't much conversation or camera on her.
Well, also at this point, do we even know who friend ofs are and housewives? Like, I feel like
okay. So that's what I was going to ask you because I was kind of confused. So we have Rachel, Danielle, and then is there another one? Is it Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Isn't there another? Okay, so Danielle, she's the one that looks like if someone from Toddlers and Tiaras had grown up to be a housewife. That is her.
I love her. I freaking love her.
I love her. I love her husband. I love how real he is. Like even when the
I love that her child.
Cereal,
I love when the her daughter flipped off the camera.
Like so good.
I mean, they are a product of their mama, that's for sure. And I love it.
I like their whole. It felt natural, their home dynamic to me. I know somebody that we're on the group text with disagrees with us there, but I didn't feel like she was a tryhard. I liked it.
Okay, so how did you like the intro of the show? It literally gave me chills, and I would really like for you to sing the song. Have to believe we have magic.
And then you're like seeing the close-ups moving around.
Away.
I felt like the murder was about to take place.
I know. The destiny will arrive, and then they have Teresa come through the door. Now, do you know who originally sang that song?
No.
Come on.
I don't.
Olivia Newton-John.
Aww. No, I don't know that.
It might have been when she wasn't she in Xanadu or something like that? Wasn't there a band that she was in? Maybe I'm wrong. But Olivia Newton-John. Yeah.
This I'm
Dolores,
not a good
Dolores,
person.
I found your clitoris. That too.
Okay. Then
one more question about their intro.
What?
Why do they have the same cast picture? They just add people, change their dress color, I think, as they've had for 10 years.
I don't know.
She's still in a sky dress.
I don't understand why they don't change it. I also don't understand why they have a cast so large. And when you do that, you can't have two people with the same name. I can't have two Jennifers. Like, I cannot have Jennifer Aiden and then this new Jennifer and try to keep track.
Okay, so we know that for sure that Danielle is a new housewife. So Rachel is not a housewife?
I think Danielle and Rachel are housewives.
Okay, they're both housewives.
That's what
I think. The new Jennifer is just a friend, and that's a friend of Margaret's, right?
Yes, but not the friend of Margaret's that's attacking her online.
Right. But it starts off with Louis making hot sausage for dinner and him saying to Teresa, you know you love hot sausage.
No, I can't.
Margaret trimming nose hairs on Joe. I'm with her with that. I can't stand nose hairs. Melissa and Joe in their rental house.
Well, Jennifer Melissa, but we have to talk about Melissa's text, talking about the texting with Teresa, because this is where she shares the part where she says, the night of the reunion taping, she sends a text and production shows crop text on the screen during this. Then this week, somebody leaked the full text between Teresa and Melissa showing that there's communication between the two. And the text, okay, so it was released that it says, Melissa sending the text, I'm just letting you know, I'm truly fine with not being in the wedding. I don't want to bring it up again with our family. Moving forward, I wish you guys all the best for what Jennifer does. I'm not going to get mad at you for what Jennifer does, and you should not get mad at me for what Margaret does. Good night. And she did like an exhaustion face. And then the next month, so that was on March 31st. So I still actually agree that what Melissa's saying is accurate, because the next time that Teresa contacts her is not until April 29th, where it says,
when was Melissa's text?
March 31st.
And then Teresa's text was?
Well, then there's first a text, like just of the guy's butts with Easter things on it from April 17th. But then April 29th was, I'm at Joey's school, can't talk. I'll call you back later. What's your address? And then they continue texting. But then Teresa went on to her podcast and released, you know, all of these things about how all the things she's done with her storyline throughout the years. She's given up, you know, she's had gotten divorced, married, gone to prison, like all of these things. And someone is simply using her for a storyline. And then Melissa gets involved. And because we see all of these text messages, which are too much to go through, which have shown they've been communicating, but not since, you know, there was a huge gap in between the reunion when it started. But then Melissa on her story this morning posted, guys, I see you're all curious about the text messages. Someone is definitely spiraling and needs to prove herself, working overtime. But this all proves my point even more. She did not reply to the text messages I sent after we filmed the reunion. Crickets. It wasn't until 3 weeks later and after the reunion aired, she was getting the backlash about how poorly she treated her brother and I, and then she felt the need to reach out and clean it up. Her reaching out right at the same time we were about to start filming and finally wanting to discuss our relationship and how she can fix it was fake. That was inauthentic and was self-serving. We wanted off the roller coaster. Point blank. Can't say much more now, but if you continue to watch the season, it will make much more sense. Love you all. That's Melissa's response to all these being released.
Okay. Well, instead of jumping to conclusions, we're just going to have to watch. You know how these things play
out. We hate to jump to conclusions. We like to just wait.
We hate to do it. We hate to accuse anybody of doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I do like Teresa has a 50th birthday with family, and Melissa and Joe sent flowers. I thought that was a nice touch.
I have a question. Is there any such thing as being raw as a cucumber? And what is the saying? Is there a saying with raw?
It's calm as a cucumber, isn't it?
Cool as a cucumber. Cool as a cucumber. Is there like raw as, like, what would you say? Raw as meat?
That's what I was thinking. Raw.
Like, what else is raw? Anyway.
Depends. After a rough night.
Teresa knows Louis is forgiving and that she has a problem forgiving people. Louis had Teresa meet the psychotherapist, and she has learned that she doesn't. To not get as reactive. Let's see how long this works out for.
Okay, so Louis has her in therapy to try not to overreact. He really wants her to get fired.
Yeah, like
what's he doing?
So who knows? Then we get to the roller skating party, where we meet.
Okay,
the new
so
housewives.
One thing I did find out, or we all did, is Frank is 58 years old. I had no idea he was 58 years old.
How and old did you have thought Brittany, he
was? I don't know. Is 33 years old.
How old would you have thought Frank was?
I don't know. 50. I never really gave it a thought.
To me, that didn't shock me.
His arms are bigger than ever. And I know he's admitted to steroids. I want him to stop.
I didn't even notice his arms. I was too busy trying to understand the dynamic between Dolores and Brittany and trying to read, because Brittany didn't say any words. She was just like mouthing things. Like,
do they like each other or not?
I think she said, I mean, Dolores, I think, likes for Frank to be happy so he's not guilting her for not still pining after him.
But he is still pining after her. Even with his 33-year-old girlfriend.
even while she's sitting there.
Frank, we need details. We need to get Frank back on the pod.
Yeah, we need to get details but I also think he just likes having their family unit close, but he wouldn't probably want to do all the work that would be required to actually be in a committed relationship with Dolores. Who Dolores, I love.
I do.
I have to be honest. Now, I don't remember what Dolores and Jennifer are fighting over.
Dolores and Jennifer. I don't either. I really don't. But Jennifer takes it way. It's almost like she's acting. And then she uses that Lucille Ball voice every once in a while. I'm like, just be yourself, please.
Well, I know. But I don't mind Jennifer. I think she's good for the show. But I didn't really like when she had her boot on and the high heel and the sweats.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like stop with that. We don't need to see all that.
Well,
she's doing it for camera. But then she also sometimes when she yells, she gets into this like weird voice and motion. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I think there's a different voice when she's drinking versus not drinking.
Maybe. I don't know.
What are your thoughts on Rachel? The second I heard she was born in the 90s, I was like, I don't know if I need to like Rachel.
1991. I think she's a little young for the show. So, I mean, I would throw that out there, but I don't know. Maybe she's an old soul, but I don't know. We'll see. But
she did make me laugh. The husband.
She does
thing.
Have kids. She has kids and they're teenagers. So
it sounds one's like a she's teenager, one's a baby.
Yeah, so it sounds like she's been a mom for a long time. So maybe she has that life experience. But I'd like to have my housewife seasoned.
You mean bitter?
Bitter. Yeah, when I say seasoned, bitter. Yeah, spicy, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Problematic.
Yep, yep. So wait a minute. So Danielle's stepmom was married to Caroline Manzo's brother, which gives me reason to believe, with Caroline being on the Ultimate Girls Trip, that they might be considering bringing Caroline back. Because there's a connection there. And I know that Dolores is good friends with Caroline as well. So it's just something that crossed my mind.
She wouldn't answer the question on Watch What Happens Live either. When it was like a pick. Like you'd either have to pick who's a better friend, Caroline or Teresa. She wouldn't pick.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh. So, I mean, but I also, I am curious. Do we want Caroline back?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I guess we can figure that out after Ultimate Girls Trip. Well, we got to see that play out. I know that some stories are out there and we don't know.
Who knows what she's going to want to do after that shit show?
Yeah, right. She might want nothing to do with TV ever again. Yeah, who knows?
I might want to avoid the spotlight for a bit.
I love when Jennifer said to Danielle, "You from Franklin Lakes?" Knowing damn well she was not. No, Staten Island.
I didn't even get that part. But then my next question is when it comes to these men doing the photo shoot. So when we can flash forward just for a second to thinking about Miami, we have Gertie's husband, who's an actual firefighter who refuses to be in any calendar, but right? Then we also have Joe Gorga and all of these guys who
Evan,
rolled
Joe,
around
Louis,
in Crisco.
Bill, Franks, Polly, we have them all and they are loving every second of it. Joe, Margaret's husband was the only one that wasn't like, okay, this is great. And she's like, cover that belly. And he's like, I give two shits on his Harley.
They're all lubed up, ready to go. Like I was dying.
And then Joe Gorga, I keep getting all, there's too many Joes on the show. Joe Gorga's lips were killing me. He was like,
I can't. And then.
And then Louis in the yoga.
I want to kind of say to all of them, if you're going to do the spray tans, we need to figure out the face because the faces are turning bright red.
Right?
So
well, they have so much tan. Teresa in her interview look is so tan. I start to worry about skin cancer at this point.
I'm hoping so I'm hoping that is a spray tan and like body makeup and not bacon.
No, I think Jersey, they like to keep it tan.
I feel like those times are gone. I mean, I don't know. Let's hope.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you know what a fluffer is?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Do you? So
it's not a feather that you, on the end of a stick that you,
so that you stick on your butt.
Stick up your butt. No.
No.
It's a fluffer.
If you guys would like a little information on what a fluffer is.
Fluffer is.
a person who gives fellatio prior to...
Well, I don't know if it's a particular sexual act. It's just getting somebody hard, right?
Well, no, it's... Well, you're either giving a blowjob or a hand job to get somebody hard.
Just keeping them and hard. Keeping That's them all, hard. However that takes. Whatever it takes. I bought something yesterday.
What?
It's a sex chair.
A chair?
I bought it for Eddie for Valentine's Day.
Hold on. What is it? What do you do?
Okay. It's like a chaise lounge. Okay. Have you seen that Netflix show, How to Make a Sex Room? I don't know if that's
the title. No, I haven't. I just
You have to watch it. It's this designer. She is, I would say she kind of looks like Caroline Manzo, kind of.
Okay.
And she's British. So she has a British accent. Even shorter hair than Caroline. And she's freaking vulgar and funny all at the same time. And she has designed like interior decorator for years. So now she only does sex rooms for people. Some people want dungeons. Some people want like spa-like bedrooms. Some have like separate bedrooms that are sheds out in the backyard. They have it built as like bondage rooms. But every episode's different. Well, she showed this sex chair. It's like a chaise lounge. And when I Googled it.
You're obsessed with recliners, you know.
Well, I know, but this is like the way that it's also a yoga stretch chair. So you can do all these stretches, but it's designed perfectly that you can lean over it. You can touch your feet on the ground. Like it does a lot of things.
Have you never heard of like a shower chair? Like, how much did this cost?
I don't like shower sex. It was $350.
What about your bed?
It's different. You can do that, but this thing does everything.
Okay. Well, I'm going to please post what it is so we can take a little look-see at it. And now I feel guilty for not getting Edwin anything.
Well, you have to watch that show. It's pretty interesting.
Okay.
And I will at the same time.
All right, y'all, we should all watch it. Next, Jennifer thinks Dolores is being disrespectful since she didn't say hi to her. Jen says when Dolores was with David, she could have said, when a man is with you or 5 years and don't know, it is no. But she chose not to. Jackie tells Rachel she didn't look her in the eye. This all happens kind of at the same time. But then the new chick goes over to tell Dolores what's going on and said, oh, Jennifer's really upset. She was crying. I didn't see any tears coming out of Jennifer's eyes.
Either did I. It was like, oh, I'm so sad. It was a way to get sympathy. Thought it was ridiculous. I am on Dolores' side 1,000%.
Well, then Dolores pulls Jennifer aside to talk and says,
even Dolores was like, whatever.
She's just like, please, I have my own shit to deal with. And then she says, Jennifer, don't agree on what a friend is. And Jennifer says that she thought Dolores was her friend, but realized she never was a friend. Jennifer says Dolores is a, and she always is, and learned that word from Dolores. Then she said, Dolores says Jennifer should learn from her and says Jen shows her how to be a bitch and fucked up friend. And then as Jennifer's walking out, she yells that Dolores looks like an old handbag.
That is just mean and rude and all.
Well, Isaac was wrong. He said maybe it's a Birkin, which is actually a compliment.
I don't want to be anything old. The word old needs to be. If you said I was a nice handbag, I'd be like, okay. But
well, then don't hang around Rachel.
Rachel, you mean?
No, Jennifer? Rachel is the one born in the 90s.
Oh, true. I don't know. I think that Jennifer, I hope she softens up a little bit. Even her husband was like, come on, stop. Trying to pull her out. And that like she was.
Okay, we are going to make an executive decision right now. We are going to call Jennifer Aiden from now on Jen. She is Jen. The new girl is Jennifer. Jen Aiden. Because that's her Instagram name, I think, too. Maybe it's
Jen
not.
Aiden.
But can we just call her Jen? Because I'm getting confused now because I'm trying to track the new girl, which I have
heard. Well, let's see how much the new girl's in the show.
Well, I heard from a source that the new Jennifer is like the comic relief of this season. But we shall see. So far, I can't. The only thing I've noticed about her is that she was in the same outfit as Joe Gorga at the skating party.
Yeah. No, I just thought Jennifer was horrible this episode. I didn't like it at all.
Fan thoughts are they're seeing a different side of Melissa. Teresa's full of herself. I like the younger generation of wives being mixed in. They love the men's photo shoot. Nice to have some fun. and then Jackie struggling as a friend of, which I completely agree that that is a hard situation to get
into. I mean, just the, what they did to her at the end, it's like Jackie's especially in the new girl. You haven't looked at me one time and the cameras just move. It's like, the cameras ain't looking at you either, Jackie. That's got to be tough. I would be, that's one reason, like, do you really want to go back as a friend? Because then you have to deal with that shit. And it's, if it doesn't hurt enough, that's another smack in the face.
Yeah, like if the the original rejection after sharing so much of your life for however many years, and you know, all of
I have some fan thoughts. This I missed. I don't know if you missed it or if you got it or if this is just bullshit, but a girl named Melissa wrote in, iconic, but Margaret calling Teresa's daughters bitches was extremely uncalled for.
Oh, I thought it was funny. I didn't think it was bothered.
Where was that? Because
when they sat down at the lunch table, Teresa goes, how am I going to live here with Louie and all these dogs? Like, she was kind of like laughing about it because there was 1,000 dogs running around.
Yeah.
And then Louie goes, I sometimes worry about how I'm going to live with 5 women. And then jokingly, Margaret goes, 5 bitches, meaning 5 women.
I don't think
she was saying actually calling the kids bitches. I think it was like maybe in poor taste to make a joke that are involved, but I would have not been bothered by that.
A lot of people sent me messages saying they love the new girls. They need a little breath of fresh air, that the Teresa and the Gorgas storyline is just getting old.
The new girl talking about how her husband was a model, and then the production team going, so was he successful as a model? And she goes, and I thought she was being serious. And I was like, oh, she bugs. She was like, well, he wasn't a Law and Order. And then she's like, icon status. She goes, you're in the presence of
an icon
or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, okay, she doesn't take herself too seriously. I like this.
Overall, I felt like Jersey was a success. I love the intro. I love the music. It had a different feel to it. Love that there's new girls. Excited that they're back. Excited. I was getting a little sick of our regular aired shows.
Yeah, it was time. The beauty of them continuing to like flow this way is by the time we're completely over a season, then we've got a new one to obsess over. So I get now why you guys get so hooked.
Yeah, ratings were pretty good too.
Yeah, ratings were good. Let's take a little break and then we'll come back and chat about Miami.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
So we are back to talk about Miami.
I felt like this is a little bit of a filler episode. Did you feel the same way?
I did. I mean, I still liked it though, but I mean, I had some like key thoughts. Like one, Marisol having COVID is proof alcohol does not kill everything.
There you go. There you go. You're so right. But she didn't have COVID for long.
Ugh. When she came in with the thing, the bedazzled thing, I honestly...
Well, when somebody is year after year is doing props and cups, you know, like she's the cup, the megaphone, the... Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a little much.
It's a lot. Okay, but the episode opens with a flash forward, which is my favorite ways for episodes to start. So the flash forward, we see Adriana say to Alexia, accidents have consequences, as you know, with Frankie, which causes Alexia to break down. This is the major fight that was alluded to preseason between the OGs. The full scene is in next week's episode.
Okay. Well, so, I don't like how that starts. I mean, I don't know if she's basically referencing shit happens. Look what happened to your son.
No, I don't. I mean, when I was saying I love what happened, I didn't mean that occurrence. I just flash forward scene. I think what she's saying is like all accident, there is a repercussion. I don't know, because I don't feel like I can tell with Adriana so much. I don't know if she was saying that to try to be hurtful towards Adriana's son.
Right.
Well, we she was trying to make a reference.
But they obviously put that little clip in there because it's going to draw people in. And if she, I mean, that's kind of a shit thing to say.
It is a shit thing to say, especially because when you go back and you look at what actually happened, you can't. There's been all these rumors about how it originally happened. If it was Alexia's son that was driving him, if he was with a friend, like there was, it's been everywhere. And I'm sure even though she's opened up so much of what's going on with Frankie, there's a certain part that is so painful to have to relive.
Oh God, I couldn't imagine. But the one thing that I really enjoyed is that we got to see Frankie with his dad, and he called him my love. And he's just such a sweet boy. So sweet. And, you know, Alexia saying he was away for a while in school or prison. And it was just sweet to see them all together.
Yeah. Well, then I had a little flashback myself once they arrived to Bahamas, because that's where we stayed on our housewife trip.
Oh, is it at the Bahamar? What's it called?
The Bahamar.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I want to go there.
I'm thinking about doing a trip. I've never been to the Bahamas ever, but Eddie's 50th birthday is coming up and he doesn't want to party, which that's not going to happen. I'm sure I'm going to throw one. But he wants to go away. And I thought maybe let's go to the Bahamas. Sunshine.
The thing that was crazy was watching it. I'm like, holy shit. So we didn't do any of those things. And we did a million other things. So I'm like, this place must
Then I need to know.
Ginormous.
Somebody said this resort is huge. But back it up a little bit. How about Adriana in her hazmat suit at the airport? She was like hazmat/ beehiver. She had on a big hat. She had on plastic gloves. She had on like long sleeves, long pants. Everybody else is like in sundresses. And she's like glasses. Her whole body's covered. I'm like,
Who was like that? Alexia or Adriana?
Adriana.
Why did I not even notice that?
It was just a quick scene. They were sitting in the airport getting ready to take off to the Bahamas. But I'm like, really? We all have that friend though. My son still wears a mask everywhere he goes.
Yeah. I mean, to each his own on that. And planes are disgusting pre or post COVID. Like, dirty. Airports are dirty. Bathrooms are dirty. But the Bahamar is where all that went down with Dorit. Remember when it didn't play out on the season, but there was that woman screaming at Dorit at the pool?
Oh, yes.
About that the lawsuit. Was there.
Okay. And so you, recommend that place?
I recommend that place, not because that happened, but I never got to do the water slides. But while I was watching all the women that did the water slides, I was thinking, why isn't Larsa doing this? She has a built-in floating device.
She got four of them. Each butt cheek and each boob. I would just sink to the bottom like dead weight. I don't have any silicone on this body anymore.
I got two little silicones going to hold me up. No, they're not enough. Two little eyeballs poking out.
Nope. Not going to help. They need to be bigger.
But when they do... Okay, so I have a question for you because this actually came in questioning production type stuff, which we're not going to break any rules here. But I always, every single time except for once, I was given the option of what I wanted to do. Did I want to go on the water slide or did I want to sit back?
Sure.
They never told me I had to do anything.
I went on the water slide this year.
Good. Because do you see how awkward the other group looked? Like, it seriously?
Well, how about when they're talking about Golden Girls versus Sex in the City and Larsa's like, they're all, what's a Golden Girl? I'm like, really?
They have to know what Golden
Girls
is.
You have to know. Is that
like
mean we golden
Larsa, quit pretending you're Rachel's age. You know who the Golden Girls are.
Yes. She's what? Almost 50? You know who the Golden Girls are.
I do not know, and I'm not commenting because I'll get killed either way.
My daughter is 17. She knows who the Golden Girls were. Come on. They're
Everyone
iconic.
Knows who the Golden Girls. I mean, yeah. Thank you for being a friend.
How about the haunted room with spirits, the drapes opening and closing or closing?
Please, that happened to us too. There's a hand motion thing that you just...
There you go. I knew you'd have the answer for
it. I think I stayed in that same room. I was like, oh, that pool table, all of it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the hotel was so nice and the butlers were incredible. I highly recommend. It's the Baja Mar in the Bahamas. It's incredible. A million activities. It's good for husbands who play golf too. But remember, that's where Eric and I did our makeup conversation before.
You and who?
I got
Erica?
Myself hated at that dinner later on that night. There was a
Oh my god! But the water park looked fun. I love that the camera guy with the GoPro was on there, and they weren't even trying to hide him.
Well, I also want to know, how did the girls' hats not fall off? These are the things that I wondered. I'm like, how did Gertie's hat, and I mean, I can
She had it on really tight, probably. I can't remember what hat. She had like a baseball type of hat? Or a
No, she one. Had on like a fedora.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It must have been very tight.
Well, then we get to, they decide to, they go, they're playing a drinking game with Lenny also. And they're showing a lot of communication between Lisa and the nanny.
Poor Lisa. She looks miserable. She is trying to put on a happy face.
I don't think she's trying to put on a happy face.
Well, I mean, as much as she can. I think more than not a happy face, but not trying not to bust into tears. But she's going on these trips because this is her job and this is what she's getting paid for. So the people that are, if anybody's giving her shit about why would you leave your kids in the middle of this, she's making money. So, and they're in good hands. But I just feel like she doesn't want to be there. She's sad. She's worried about her kids constantly. I couldn't not imagine filming like that. And it just breaks my heart. Yeah. Also with Marisol thinking somebody put a spell on her. And then you see in her interview with those witchy pointed finger tips. What were those?
She was a bird. Like her confessional look.
Bugles.
Like
they were bugles. That's what they were. They were those
chips.
She dipped them in gold. And I'm like, and two fingers. Like, what were those? Are those some kind of jewelry accessory that we have to go out and get now? Because they look like witchy poo.
I have long nails. I don't need to do. I already have witch hands. I don't need to add on.
I have nothing.
Gold, but you have stubs.
I have stubs right now. And then I have this hand's twice as big as this hand.
Oh my gosh. That hand is. It's not even moving.
No, it doesn't move. I go to the doctor at 1:30 to have it x-rayed. I don't think it's broke, but we'll see.
Vicky,
I know. I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
Then they do a card game and Lisa brings up Adriana's porn search history and Adriana says, oh, just, you know, regular
mom
husband and wife type things. Mom and dad type things. You know, a little DP here and there.
Okay,
What is your guess?
Double penis.
Double penetration.
What is? Oh my God.
But my favorite part is when Julia's like, DP? What's DP?
What's and over and over. I don't know if they replay her saying it all the time, but on the way out, girls, what is DP? She goes, I'll tell you when you grow up. Adriana, I'm telling you, Adriana is winning me over.
I know. She has some funny things to say. Imagine we need if we to get got her on to the know pod. What her mysterious back life is. She would come on the pod. She likes us so far.
Yeah, right? I loved Adriana's impersonation of Julia. I thought it was hilarious and spot on.
She made Julia more likable. She's like, she was, I was like, I want Julia to be this animated.
I know. Yoga with any kind of animals. I don't want to ever see that again. No. No goats, no penguins or whatever they had on there. Would they have?
Like, how am I supposed to align my chakra with a bird shitting on me?
Exactly. Or a goat on top of me. Like, I don't understand this. This is stupid. I don't care. Stop making stupid things happen, people. We don't want, what are those birds? Flamingos, right?
Flamingos,
goats. No.
No, thank you. If you
Does Marisol call herself monkey?
Well, I thought she always used to call Lisa monkey, but then she said monkey to me. But I think she was looking up at Lisa, not calling herself monkey, because normally she calls Lisa monkey.
Okay.
Then we get to the massages, which a housewife massage gives me rage because they don't put their heads in the holes because they don't want to mess up their makeup.
I know.
And so then I'm like, nobody lays on their stomach with a pillow and their head like this.
Larsa was on her side. And then she was on her stomach. You could see her cord, her skin colored underwear on underneath and all that. I don't like relaxing massages on camera. If I have the option to get a massage on camera, I usually say no.
No, me too.
Only because I feel like you're in a deep conversation then. It's got to be serious. And it just never looks good. They're rubbing on my old skin and making it look even older than it is. My face is smashing a hole.
I would rather do a water slide than get halfway rubbed while trying to have drama.
And it's not even a real massage. It's a little here and there. And then it's like, can you step out so the girls can talk?
Okay. Then Julia tells Gertie that she's going to – oh, no. Then during the massages – they talk about, they start setting the groundwork for the Alexia issues with Adriana, which is why we're obviously going to get into that for next week.
Right. But
Adriana talks about how her friendship has changed over the years. And then Alexia feels Adriana is only worried about Julia and doesn't care about her. So like they're at the getting the massages, they start talking about it. Then it transfers to the lunch. They continue talking about it. You see what they're saying when she's like, you're only caring about Julia since you came back. But she's saying like, since you came back to the show. And then Julia tells Gertie that she's going to adopt a baby. Why did she pull Gertie to the side to do that? Like, is she not telling all of the women?
I would imagine. I think once one knows, I think they all know. So I don't know. I guess they're just trying to stretch the storyline out because she doesn't really have a lot going on in her life, Julia.
Well, apparently witchcraft, according to Alexia. I can say this. The one surprise that I did not want to have at the end of the episode was Marisol. I felt like I was Nicole and I was watching it from a television show. I was like,
I know.
No, not now. But how tides have turned. Remember when we've fallen for Marisol again? We started liking her.
Yeah.
Now she's
I don't dislike her by any means, but it's just sometimes it's a little much. But if Nicole wasn't beautiful, smart, successful. Now we know she's got the perfect body too.
Yeah. So she.
Perfect booty, perfect boobs, perfect everything. And it's just Nicole.
Perfectly styled.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. And I love her. Sweet, nice. Like she is really. Anthony's one lucky dude.
I love that our producer just wrote us in. Gertie found out because. She told Gertie because she feels like Gertie is supportive of her. I love that he's like, we need to clear this up for you guys since you guys don't know what supportive means. Yeah.
Are we going to see a button to this adoption situation?
I mean, I didn't hear about any babies at BravoCon.
Yeah. Well, I know she's, you know, her wife has cancer. So I could imagine her treatment is first and foremost important in the relationship right now, which I hope she's doing okay.
Me too. I really liked her wife too.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I wish them the best regardless. I didn't think this was a huge filler episode, but I do think I need Larsa back in the game. I need Lisa to.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know,
but I want her. For her family's sake, I want her to stop talking about how her kids are feeling right now. Yeah. You're not going to want that out there later. Talk about how you're feeling all you want.
Right.
But let's
get sloppy drunk and make out with some guy.
Get sloppy drunk and, you know,
do something stupid.
Try to hook up with one of the guys at the Baja Mar, but please. Well, yeah. Right. But that's it. That's all she wrote.
That's all we got, guys.
That's all we got. Thanks for tuning in. And we will have a special episode with Margaret and Tamara that will be coming out in the next couple of days. You guys have to tune in. I know that, Tam, like, how much are you going to miss me? 1 to 10?
A 10. I will miss you. Oh. You're going to Vegas?
No, I'm going to, I'm going to India to the horse show. I'm showing in a derby tomorrow.
Well, I think that's the only reason you go to Indio.
Yes. Coachella, Indio, whatever. La Quinta.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I'm going.
Not to be confused with India.
I don't need a very passport to get there. Apart. I just need a high tolerance for traffic.
Right.
But let's hope I win, because it's a big money class.
Oh, that's so. Right. It's for you.
Yeah. Slate shows, but she doesn't show until after I do the derby. So
that's exciting that you're getting back into that.
Back in the game. I realized it was making me happy. And I'm like, why am I avoiding doing
something
that
brings
me happiness?
It's a good outlet too. Stress relief. Yeah.
And you have to be present in the moment when you do it. Like when you're riding a horse,
for sure.
It's like running or anything. Like you can't be obsessing.
We had a horrible horse accident over the weekend, right by my son works on a ranch.
Oh yeah.
So we, in the Santiago Canyon, a family, father and a couple of kids were riding horses, and it's a very much a horse area over there. And a semi kind of pulled over to the side, to the right, to let the horses go by, and somebody behind them swerved around and hit one of the horses and killed the father in front of his family. It was just devastating. 50-year-old man.
Tam, why do you have to leave us like this?
No, it's just
we like
sad.
To
it's
really end on a positive note.
So
guys.
Be careful on that horse, okay?
Great. Now you've witchcrafted me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Ugh. Damn you, Tam.
I know. It's just accidents happen.
For the record, I just checked my text messages. There has been no text back. There's been no text back.
From who?
Who I said at the beginning.
Oh. No text back. Has she even looked at it?
I don't know. She doesn't have red receipt on.
She doesn't? I don't think I do either, do I?
No. If you did, I would tell you. That's the worst thing you
could
ever
have. Well, you're in quiet mode all the time. I can't stand it.
I know. I don't like to hear the...
I don't even think it's quiet mode. You're on, like, what's it called?
I know. You can't even... I don't
it's
even know
called,
my phone.
Teddy is. Has notifications.
Do not
silenced.
Disturb. Well, have you heard my voicemail?
Do not
hi,
disturb.
You've reached the voicemail of Teddy Mellencamp. Please do not leave a message here. Just text me. Thank you.
Oh, I should do that because you know what? I get voicemails. And if anybody's left me a voicemail and I haven't responded, it's because I never look at voicemails. Ever.
I don't want a voicemail. Send me a text or an email, which actually just a text. Only text. Okay. Well, enjoy,
Tam.
All
right, guys.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.